呀，新年快乐。
Okay, so I think a lot of time in the new year we are trying to buy new things.
我们很多时候过新年都会买一些新的东西。
Think about if you are thinking about buying a car.
有没有想新年的时候买部车呀？
Normally, what are you looking for?
你买车的时候会考量什么事情呢？
How nice it look?
是不是它看起来多好看呢？
How comfortable you drive?
开起来感觉怎么样？
Or sometimes people may be thinking about this.
可能有时候会想牌子了，对不对？牌子很重要。
BMW, Volvo, Porsche, okay, all these are the brand name.
这些都是名牌。
Why people is going to pay a premium to buy a brand name car?
为什么大家要花大钱买名牌的车呢
？Why?
为什么
？It must be.
是不是因为
？You know, it has good quality.
因为它的品质好嘛。
And good reliability.
而且很可靠。
And most important, safety.
而且重要的是它很安全。
That's why a lot of these cars they advertise that how good we are, how reliable we are, how safe we are.
所以这些车子他们在广告的时候一定会标榜他们的安全性。
But how can they be assured that you know they can achieve all this?
但是他们怎么样能够保证他们能够做到这个安全呢
？They must have been done a lot of tests.
他们一定做过很多测试，对不对
？To make sure that.The car has been built to the best quality, reliability, and safety.
确保他们的车子这个制作的过程是一定有这个安全的考量。
I want to show you something. Well, I'm not advertising for this brand, but just show you something. So, how?
我现在不是做广告哈，但是让大家看一看这个测试的影片。教会的网速又不行了。Oh, okay.
Just to wake you up, okay. So, can we start again or? Okay. Hopefully it worked because it's pretty amazing video. Okay. Okay, let's start again. Can we turn on the...
belongings in a BMW and there are approximately 20,000 has been put to the test not just on regular roads but on the test track.
One of the most important things is testing to produce quality in the hands of our customers. The quality depends really on the R&D process. It's not the CRD process. You cannot produce quality only at the end of the production line.
Testing subjects components to wear and tear way beyond what a vehicle would normally experience. BMW was the first manufacturer to record the data from each of its models at the infamous Nürburgring circuit and use the data to develop the Nürburgring simulator. This terrifying rig subjects new axles, wheels, and tires to the world's most grueling racing conditions.At speeds up to 162 miles per hour, 24 hours a day. In the lab, every mile on a simulated test track equals 20 miles on a customer road. So by the time this M5 has spent 2 solid weeks on this test rig, it will have completed the equivalent of 186,000 customer miles. BMW has even created a Death Valley laboratory.Analyzing the effects of extreme heat and vibration on materials and adhesives in the car. The ultraviolet light is so intense, you get a sunburn after just 3 minutes in this lab. Each new model also undergoes months of extreme climate testing outdoors, in the simmering heat of the desert, and in the frozen north, because a BMW must be able to function anywhere in the world.Nestled in the canyons about a mile from the Pacific Ocean in California is the secret location of BMW's U.S. vehicle testing base. Drivers put up to 120,000 miles on each vehicle to ensure that the BMW's engineers in Germany are the very best BMWs for it.
So, quality, availability, reliability, durability, and safety won't come without...A very detailed test plan.
所以一个产品的品质、可用性、可靠性、耐用性和安全性呢，必须要经历很严格的测试。
There are so many parts in the car.
这个车子上面很多部位的。
As big as an engine.
就是有重要的引擎啊。
Or as small as a bolt and nut in the brake.
或者是就是这个刹车里面一个小小的螺丝。
A car with a great turbo engine, but I will give you the power to drive fast. But if the brake is missing a bolt and nut, you can imagine what's going to happen.
如果这个车子的引擎很好，你可以开得非常快。可是这个刹车里面出了一个问题，小螺丝有问题，你知道会发生什么事情吗？
Therefore, for a car manufacturer, they would be paying attention to every detail.
所以呢，一个这个制车的这个工厂，他们一定会每一个细节都很注意。
To ensure the whole vehicle is good and safe to drive.
要确保这个车子一定是开起来是很安全的。
When the car passed all the tests, what is going to get?
那么这个车子经过了这些测试之后怎么样呢？
You will get a lot of those approval labels as a proof that the car has been tested.
他们就会得到这些认可的徽章，表示他们已经经历了这些测试。
Similarly, what is the most important part for a Christian life?
还有呢，我们对这个基督徒的信仰当中最重要的部分是什么呢？
That is faith.
就是我们的信心。
If you take out the faith from a Christian, just like taking out the engine from a car.
如果你把信心从基督徒生命里面拿出来，就好像把引擎从车子里面拿出来一样。
It never work.
就没有用了。
Because in Hebrew chapter 11 verse 6 tells us that, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists, and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
在希伯来书十一章六节说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，而且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
So, we all know that it is very important to have faith, otherwise you cannot get close to God.
我们都知道有信心是很重要，否则我们不能够靠近神。
Jesus also said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only, one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
在约翰福音三章十六节也说，神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Whoever believes in Him.
一切信他的。
Faith is most critical media for us to get to know God.
这个我们认识神当中最重要的一个途径就是经过信心。
And also to experience the forever, the everlasting life.
而且我们要在永生里面也要继续经历。
So then you will ask the question, then what is faith?
所以你可能会有这个问题，就是到底什么是信心呢？
Faith is something so abstract but also so real.
信心是一个非常抽象的东西，可是又很真实。
Faith is something that you can feel, but you may not be able to explain well.
可能你感觉得到信心，但是你却解释不出来。
In Hebrew chapter 11, verse 1 tells us that now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we cannot see.
希伯来书十一章一节说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Confidence and assurance for something haven't happened nor seen yet.
对于这个还没有见到、还没有发生的事情，就已经有自信了，有信心了。
In our daily life, actually, every day we have to exercise our faith in every aspect in our life.
我们在我们的日常生活中，其实每个部分都需要有信心。
For those students, you must believe that you study hard for your test, then you will get a good score.
比如说呢，对学生来说，你肯定相信你努力读书能够得到相对的成果，就是你的成绩会很好。
For those that who decide to give up, what are they giving up for? Because they believe that no matter how hard they study,They won't get a good result, so forget it.
有的人他可能放弃读书了，因为他相信不管他怎么用功，他还是没有办法拿到很好的成绩。
So faith or belief actually is the fuel that keeps us going.
所以信就是让我们继续往前走的动力。
Is to pursue your goal, even though you are not there yet, but you are going to that direction.
就是虽然你还没到那儿，但是你相信你可以继续往前走。
Life is full of challenges and difficulties.
人生是充满了挑战跟困难。
We need faith to sustain us to press forward.
我们需要信心来帮助我们继续往前走。
Then the question is, where does faith come from?
那么信心是从哪里来的呢？
To many people, that's self-confidence.
对很多人来说，就是自信嘛，信心从里面来的。
That means you have to believe that you can make it.
就是你要相信我做得到。
However, you ask yourself, am I so trustworthy?
但是你要问问自己说，我是一个这么可靠可信的人吗？
We all know that we have limitation.
我们都知道我们是很有限的。
We have limited wisdom, limited determination and power.
我们的智慧有限，我们的意志有限，我们能力有限。
No matter how determined you are, or how powerful you are, or how smart you are, you still cannot control what's going to happen tomorrow.
无论你有多聪明，有多有能力，你还是不能够控制明天会发生什么事情。
As a Christian, the seed of faith is not coming from ourselves, but from our God.In our heavenly Father.
所以对基督徒来说，信心并不是从我们自己来的，而是从我们的天父来的。
Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 tells us that for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourself; it is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。以弗所书二章八节。
Such faith was planted by God in our heart.
也就是说，这个信心呢，是神放在我们里面的。
What we need to do is to keep it growing.
我们要做呢，就是把它培养成长。
The fertilizer to keep our faith growing is the promise of God.
那怎么样让它这个施肥呢？施肥就是用神的应许。
Paul reminds us that in Romans chapter 4 verse 20, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God.
在罗马书四章二十节，保罗说，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
So we can see that faith is vital in our life.
所以我们知道，在我们的人生里面，信心是非常的重要。
And God planted this seed of faith in our heart by His promise.
那么神呢，是用他的应许把信心放在我们的心里面。
We can keep our faith growing, so we can face the challenge and difficulties in our life.
我们只要是把这个信心继续培养成长，我们就能够面对人生当中所有的挑战。
For such an important element in our life,
这是我们人生当中很重要的一个部分。
We have to make sure the faith we have is genuine.
但是呢，我们必须要确定我们有的信心是真实的信心。
Is reliable.
是可靠的信心。
And sustainable.
而且是永续的信心。
How to make sure of that?
我们怎么样确定呢？
Today we are going to see.We're going to talk about the three T's, which are very closely related to our faith from the book of James.
我们要从雅各书里面今天来看有关信心的三个事。
Those three T's are?
这三个事是什么呢？
Test, trial, and temptation.
试验、试炼跟试探。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
我们的主，我们感谢你，让我们来到主你的跟前，我们要仰望，要见你的面。求主你的圣灵来引导我们的心，越过人的软弱，与我们说话。求主你来触摸我们的心，让我们可以得听神你让我们所说的话。感谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
So the first one is test.
第一个就是试验。
James chapter 1 verse 12 say that there is a blessing on the man who undergoes testing.Because if he has God's approval, he will be given the crown of life, which the Lord has said he will give to those who have love for him.
雅各书一章十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
As said before, for every good product must have to go through the thorough test process.
我们知道好的这个产品一定要经过严厉的品管的测试。
The motive for doing those tests, those tough tests, is not to destroy the product.
虽然这个测试非常的严格，但是目的并不是为了把这个产品给毁了。
But instead, is to ensure the quality of the product is good enough to sustain different challenges and difficulties.
而是为了要让他确定这个产品在各个的困难之下都能够保持它的品质。
Without going through those tests, how can you be sure that this is good and reliable?
如果没有经过这个测试的话，你怎么能够确定这个产品是可靠的呢？
For students taking classes, you always have quiz, midterm, and finals.
我们上课的时候一定会有考试，有期末考。
Why is that?
为什么一定要有考试？
Because the professor want to know that you did get what he taught.
因为老师要知道你真的有听到他在讲什么。
The whole purpose for you to attend the class is to learn something.
你上课的目的就是为了学习。
These tests are the tools to check and ensure that you have achieved your goal.
这个考试呢，就是一个工具，来确保你确实已经学习到了。
Similarly, our faith also needs to be tested in order to see how genuine and good it is.
同样的，我们的信心也需要经过测试，这样才知道它是不是真实的。
Without tests, we don't know how good we are.
如果没有经历这些测试的话，我们就不知道我们的信心在什么程度。
For the product that who went through those tests and passed, they are going to get the seal, a good quality seal as a proof.
如果说我们经历这些测试之后呢，那个产品就会得到一个认可的徽章。
The same thing, if our faith are being tested and approved by God, we are going to get the crown of life from God.
这雅各书这边就说呢，同样的，我们信心经过测试之后，我们就得到神的认可徽章，也就是这个生命的冠冕。
To prove that our faith is genuine and proven，
已经测试过了，我们的信心是真实的。
It is a great honor for a Christian。
这个对基督徒来说是一个很大的荣耀。
Test never comes easy。
当然，考试总是不容易。
As you can see from the testing video, the tester is going to put the pass under a harsh environment.
我们刚刚看到这个车子的测试真的是非常的严格。
In order to simulate the real life situation.
是为了要模拟这个真实的生活中可能会发生的事情。
And most of the time, the test has to be repeat and repeat to ensure the product is good to sustain those kind of situations.
甚至呢，这个测试必须要一直重复、一直重复来确定这个产品能够支撑住。
And that will be translated into reliability and availability all the time.
那这个之后就可以说我们这个产品是可靠的。
And that become a better product.
这就是一个更好的产品。
Such process in the Christian faith is called trials.
这个在基督徒的生命里面呢，就叫做试炼。
Trial means challenges, difficulties, or even suffering for Christian.
对基督徒来说就是挑战或者是受苦苦难。
Surely those would not be fun moments.
当然，这个实在是很不好玩的一件事。
I still remember my daughter Lydia.Who was diagnosed with brain cancer 6 years ago?
六年前，我女儿Lydia 被诊断出有脑瘤。
And we went through all those very invasive treatments with her in those 6 months.
在那六个月当中，她接受了一连串的这个治疗。
Our faith had been challenged so many times.
我们的信心真的是受到了很大的挑战。
And I still remember one of my friends came to me and said, "Hey."Why you still believe in God if He allow such a tragedy happen to your loved one?
我记得我那个时候有个朋友来跟我说，哎，你的神竟然让你经历这样子的一个悲剧，你怎么还继续信他呢？
James put trials in the right perspective.
雅各就把这个试炼放在一个正确的视角当中。
Chapter 1 verse 2 say, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters."Whenever you face trials of many times,
一章二节，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
Are you kidding me?
这个是开玩笑吗
？Wait a minute. We just say that the trials are all those tough times, difficulties, challenges, and even suffering.
试炼就是痛苦，就是挑战，就是挫折。
Why James say that you should consider as pure joy?
为什么雅各还会说要以为大喜乐呢？
If you really think the intention and the consequence of those trials,
但是如果你去想到这个试炼的目的的话
，you will understand why he say this.
你就会了解为什么他要这样说。
Trial with good intention is for the improvement of our faith.
因为试炼是为了让我们的信心更加成长。
James, chapter 1 verse 3 continue, because you know that the testing of your faith.Produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
雅各书一章三节，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Completion, maturity, and lack nothing.
就是成功完全，然后毫无缺欠。
That's exactly the purpose of.Why our faith should be subject to trial and test.
这就是为什么我们的信心要经历测试。
If you can successfully go through the trial, your faith will be stronger and lasting.
如果你可以成功的经历这个测试的话，信心就会变得更成熟，而且还会更持久。
So that you can deal with all the future challenges and adversity in your life.
所以以后你的人生里面会遇到的其他困难都是可以解决的。
As I say, my daughter Lydia, after she went through all those tough chemo and radiation test treatments,
那个时候我女儿她接受了这些化疗还有放疗之后
，By the grace of God, she entered Stanford and graduated last year.
真是靠着神的恩典，她竟然能够还进斯坦福大学读书，然后去年毕业。
Stanford is a very liberal school.
Stanford 是一个非常自由化的学校。
I still remember, Steve came to me and said, "Hey, you really want your daughter to go to Stanford?"
我还记得那个时候 Steve 来问我说，哎，你真的要送你女儿去念 Stanford 吗？
Maybe she's not going to be a Christian afterward.
搞不好她出来之后就不是基督徒了哦。
That's very true because Lydia knows a few of her friends who were Christian when they were in freshmen, but denied Christ when they graduated.
所以 Lydia 她有几个朋友真的也是就是大学进去的时候第一年还是基督徒毕业的时候已经不是基督徒了
Thanks God that Lydia was not one of them
但是感谢神我女儿她不是这样子的人
Instead she was very much involved in the InterVarsity and also serving in her church
她在那边的教会还有在校园团契里面都非常的用心的服侍
And I truly believe that those experiences of God's presence through the trials she went through really sustained her faith in the Lord
那么我相信就是因为他经历过那些试炼然后神让他的信心成长所以他才能够支撑住
Peter also gave us another perspective of trials
彼得在这个彼得前书里面也告诉我们试炼是怎么样的呢
In all this you greatly rejoice though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials this have come to so that the proven genuineness of your faithOf greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
彼得前书一章六到七节，因此你们是有大喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Peter used the analogy of gold refinery to illustrate the purpose of trials in Christian life.
彼得用这个金子的炼净的过程来比喻基督徒生命的这个试验。
The purpose of going through the refinery process is to burn off all those impurities.
金子被火炼的时候是为了要把里面的杂质给炼出来。
So the gold would become more valuable.
这样那个金子就变得更有价值。
No wonder both James and Peter said that we should be joyful in trials.
所以雅各跟彼得两个人都说，我们遇到试探的时候，不是试验的时候，我们就要喜乐。
Even we may feel miserable in those moments.
虽然那个时候真的是觉得很受苦的。
But when we think about the results of such trial, it's going to lead into.
但是如果我们想到以后的结果的话
，we will feel the joy.
我们就会感到非常的喜乐。
Trial will only make us better, purer, stronger, and last longer.
试验就会让我们更纯净、更有更强壮，还有更有持久性。
And most importantly, more worthy in God's eyes.
More what?
Worthy.
然后在神的眼中更有价值。
Indeed, going through trials will help our faith to grow into maturity.
所以有这个试炼呢，就会帮助我们的信心成熟。
And a stronger relationship with God.
跟神的关系更好。
It's easy for us to praise God in the good time.
我们在一切顺利的时候赞美神，这非常容易。
But for those that who can praise God in bad time, reveal their genuine faith.
但是在苦难中仍然能够赞美神的人，这就是他们的信心非常的真实。
We heard about that Teresa's mom got a stroke a couple months ago.
大概两个月前Teresa 的妈妈得这个中风。
And she was hospitalized for a long time.
然后她住院住了好长一段时间。
But Teresa said every time when she went up to see her mom,
但是 Teresa 说每次她上去看她妈妈的时候
her mom was giving thanks and praises to the Lord in her prayer.
她妈妈常常在祷告当中感谢神赞美神。
And even tell her that, you know, I'm going to pray for you guys.
而且还说我为你们祷告。
That is how we can tell a genuine faith under trial.
这个我们就是可以看见什么样是真正的信心，是只有在试验当中才看得出来。
Still remember the story of Job in Old Testament?
记得约伯旧约里面约伯的故事吗
？The Bible described him as a blameless, upright person, and he feared God and shunned evil.
圣经里面形容他是无可指责、正直、敬畏神，而且远离罪恶的人。
Well, that's near perfect.
这不是一个完美的人吗
？He was also a blessed man with 7 sons and 3 daughters and owned a large possession. He's very rich.
然后他也是一个非常有福气的人，因为他有七个儿子、三个女儿，然后又很富有，有很多的财产。
He was the greatest man among all the people of the East.
在那个他住的那个东方里面，他就是算是首屈指的一个人。
It's very hard to find the richest man to also to be a righteous man.
其实呢，在有钱人里面说要找一个正直的人，那还真是很困难。
The question is whether he is righteous person because he is richest, or he is the richest person because he is righteous.
但是呢，有一个这个时间先后的问题。你们觉得他是先是因为有钱才变成个义人，还是他是先是义人，所以他变成有钱人呢
？You can find a lot of rich people that they have done a lot of, in order to have a good reputation, they contribute or donate a lot in the charity.
我们知道很多富豪呢，他们为了要建造他们的名声，就会捐很多钱给这些慈善机构。
In Chinese, say 发财立品品。
有一句。成语叫发财利品。
Thanks for the translation.
I've never.
You can understand me. Anyway, but they may not tell you how they get rich.
但是他们不会跟你说他们的钱财是怎么来的。
What if they lost of all their possessions?
万一他们失去了所有的一切呢
？Would they be still going to do all those good things?
他们还会继续行善做这些捐献的事吗
？That's exactly the challenge that Satan posed in front of God.
那个时候，撒旦就是这样子来挑战神。
Satan tried to find an explanation of Job's righteousness because he was blessed by God.
撒旦就跟神说，就是因为你这么祝福约伯，所以他才这么正直嘛。
And he told God and said, "Try him, see if you take away from all these things, do you think he will still be a righteous man? Do you think he will still believe in you?"
撒旦对神说，你试试他，你把他所有的财产全部拿走，你觉得他还会相信你吗？
That's a good question to us too.
这也是对我们来讲是个很好的问题。
Whether today we are believing in God Himself or we believe in God's blessing.
也就是我们的信心到底是相信神本身，还是我们相信他所赐给我们的东西
？If it is the later one, then we are the same. We have the same mentality of those idol worshippers.
如果我们只是为了要神赐福给我们，那我们就跟拜偶像一样了。
Who are looking for blessings from the idol, but not the commitment to Him.
拜偶像的人就是为了要得到神的赐福跟帮助，但是呢，对神并没有委身。
So then God allowed Satan to take away everything from Job.
所以神就让撒旦呢把约伯的一切都拿走。
All his possession.
他的财产全部没了。
All his children.
他的孩子全部死了。
And even his health.
甚至他健康也受到了打击。
This is certainly a very tough lesson for him.
这个对他来讲是一个非常困难的一个功课。
However, the reaction of Job was surprising.
但是呢，约伯的反应却是很令人惊讶。
He said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised."
约伯说：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。”
Only people submitted completely to the sovereignty of God in his life can say this kind of thing.
只有一个人，当他的生命完全降服于神的时候，才能够说出这样的话。
And even when his wife teased him on his faith,
甚至连他太太后来都取笑他。
His response was even more astonishing.
那个时候，他回答他太太的话更是不得了。
He said, "Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said."
难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？在这一切事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
I believe many of us, when you face those kind of challenges and difficulties in your life,
我相信大家在生命当中遇到挑战跟痛苦的时候
，you may say, "Oh my God, why me?"
可能会说这种事情为什么要发生在我身上
？Why God? If He is such a merciful God, why let these things happen to me?
如果你是一个这么慈爱的神，为什么要让这种事情发生在我
？Why He cannot protect me from this?
为什么他不保护我，不要遭受这种事情
？One can.Have such kind of faith to believe that no matter good or bad coming from God, God is still good.
但是我们要有这样子的信心，就是无论我们从神那里得到的是好还是坏，神仍然是良善的。
No wonder he got the seal from God that this man was blameless and upright. Fear God and shunned evil.
难怪约伯从神那里得到了一个认可的徽章，就是这个人是完全的正直的，而且他敬畏神，远离罪恶。
If Job is such a great person, why God would allow such misfortune happen to him?
如果约伯人这么好，那为什么神还要让这么不幸的事情发生在他身上呢
？Besides, it's a trial and test of his faith.
当然一方面是因为这个是他信心的试炼。
What is the ultimate purpose?
但是最终的目的是什么呢？
All these things come to him for one purpose.
这些事情临到约伯是为了一个原因。
It's for him to know better of himself.
是为了让他更知道自己是谁。
Know of his limitation.
知道他自己的有限。
And to know better of God.
然后更认识神。
To know how almighty God he is.
知道神是全能的。
That's why at the end, Job said this.
所以在最后的时候，约伯这样说。
Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
我所说的是我不明白的，这些事来看不到这些什么，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
This is going to be the same purpose and result of the trial that we have to face today.
这就是我们今天所遇见的困难试验的目的。
Is to let us understand our limitation.
我们知道我们自己的有限。
So that we can be more humble.
这样我们就会更谦卑。
At the same time, we also understand how great the God that we believe in.
我们更知道我们相信的神是多么的伟大。
So that I can have more faith in Him.
这样我就对神更有信心。
A few days ago, I talked to a brother.
几天前我跟一个弟兄交通。
A lot of things happened to him in the past 6 months.
过去六个月，他发生了很多事情。
He broke up with his fiance.
他跟他的未婚妻分手了。
Even though he got a graduate, a master degree in computer science, but he still couldn't find a job.
他虽然拿了这个电脑的硕士的学位，但是他还是找不到工作。
He moved to a new place. He has no friend.
他搬到了一个新的地方，又没有朋友。
And he was very miserable.
他感到非常的难过。
Under such situation, he came to God and accepted Jesus Christ as his savior.
但是到了这个时候，他才终于承认接受耶稣基督是他的救主。
And he got baptized too.
然后他就受洗了。
And what he wrote to me, what he said, was,
他告诉我
，I lost everything.
我失去了一切。
But God didn't lose me.
但是神却没有失去我。
Sometimes those tough situations may be really a blessing in disguise.
有时候我们遇到这些痛苦的时候，也许是化妆的祝福。
God took away a lot of things from him just to let him to know him, just to let him to know God.
神把这些东西拿走，就是为了让他认识神。
The third T we are going to talk about is the temptation.
第三个试就是试探。
From the word, we can smell the bad connotation.
这个字会让我们觉得有一个不好的含义在里面。
We can always associate temptation with something bad, something or even to sin.
通常试探就是在说不好的事情嘛，好像犯罪。
A lot of time we thought we say that temptation are all those things behind around me who tempt me to sin.
我们可能会说所谓试探就是这些周围想要引诱我去犯罪的东西。
Is it real?
是不是这样呢？
Let's see how James explained to us where temptation comes from.
那我们来看雅各怎么解释试探是什么东西。
He said, But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has concevedIt gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
雅各书一章十四到十五节，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
So according to James, temptation is not coming from outside, but is coming from.Inside.
所以雅各说呢，这个试探不是外在的东西，而是从里面出来的。
The thing outside may be neutral.
因为外面的东西是中性的。
But our response to it totally different.
但是我们对他们的回应就不一样了。
A beautiful dress or expensive bag may draw the eyeball of Sarah.
可能一件很漂亮的衣服或者一个很漂亮的包会让 Sarah 觉得，哦，好想买。
But to me, it's nothing.
但是对摩西来说，这没有吸引力、
啊。
对我来讲，太贵了。
Opening the fridge to Steve would have a totally different reaction than to me.
可能对 Steve 来说，一打开冰箱，他就受到了食物的诱惑。那对我来讲，可能又不是这个诱惑。
It's the same food.
那一样的食物的。
but our response is different.
但是我们每个人的反应不一样。
Many of us heard about the story about the first temptation of human being.
我们听过人类的第一个诱惑，对不对？
God told Adam and Eve that they could not eat the fruits from, that they could eat all the fruit from all trees except one, the tree of good and evil.
神对亚当夏娃说，园里面树上所有的果子都可以吃，只有一棵树的果子不可以吃，就是这个分别善恶树的果子。
And that tree, that good fruit and evil, the fruit of the good and evil has been there.
但这个树呢，分别善恶果子树，它原本就在那儿啦。
Every day，
一天每天都在那儿。
And I believe that Adam and Eve walked by every day and said, "Oh, okay, I cannot eat."
我想亚当夏娃每天走都经过，说，哦，好，这个是不能吃的。
So what happened to the day when they grabbed it and put it into their mouth?
但是那天发生了什么事情呢？就是他们决定吃的那一天。
Did the fruit grow brighter, bigger? No, it's the same fruit.
这个果子是不是长得比较大呢？比较亮眼呢？其实也没有，就是原本那个果子。
So in Genesis 3:6 told us that when the woman saw that the fruit of the trees was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
All start with her reaction when she saw the fruit.
这个全部都是她从她看到那个果子的时候开始。
Pleasing to the eyes.
因为悦人的眼目。
Good for food.
好做食物。
And desirable for gaining wisdom.
还能使人有智慧。
These are the chain reaction echoed with what John said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17.
这个就好像约翰福音约翰一书里面这个二章十五到十七节说的。
He said, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away.But whoever does the will of God live forever.
约翰一书二章十五到十七节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其中的情欲，都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of the life are all coming from inside.
世界眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲，都是从里面来的。
In reaction to those things outside.
就是当我们看见外面的事情的时候的一个回应。
So when you fall into temptation, don't blame God nor even Satan.
所以当你觉得受到诱惑的时候呢，不要怪神，也不要怪撒旦。
Instead, you should examine your heart inside.
而是我们应该要检查自己的心。
Why we fall into temptation is because my response to them.
为什么我们会落入试探呢？是因为我们的反应。
Then as a Christian, how can we have a victorious life?
那么我们作为基督徒怎么样能够有个得胜的生命呢？
John continue in chapter 5, verse 4 to 5, he say,For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God.
约翰一书五章四到五节，因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
So we come back to the same topic, faith.
所以又回来讲到信心的问题。
As we have the life of God inside our heart,
我们在里面有神的生命。
Through the faith,
是透过信心。
We can exercise the power to overcome our flesh and temptation.
我们就能够有能力去克服我们的肉体给我们的试探。
A lot of time, temptation and trial may be two sides of the same coin.
有的时候试探跟试炼是一个硬币的两面
Just coming from different purpose
只是不同的目的
Going back to the story of Job
再回去讲约伯的故事
God allowed Satan to tempt Job to give up his faith due to the great suffering to him
神允许撒旦去试探约伯失去要试炼他的信心
From God's eyes this is a trial to make him stronger
对神来说，这个是为了要让约伯的信心更加的坚固。
From Satan's mind, this temptation is to lock him down and to let him lose his faith.
但是对撒旦来说，他的目的是为了要击打约伯，让他失去他的信心。
One is to build him up and make him stronger.
一个是要让他成长，让他更加的强壮。
The other one is to pull him down and to destroy him.
另外一个呢是要把他拉下来，要摧毁他，要毁灭他。
If Job is reacting by his flesh, he will fall into the temptation and fail.
如果约伯是按照他的肉体来回应的话呢，他就会落入试探里面。
If he react with his faith, he will claim the victory through the life of God in him.
如果他是用他的信心来回应的话，他就可以在里面得到神的从神而来的胜利。
Paul illustrates such dilemma in Romans chapter 8:5-6, saying that those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires.The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace.
罗马书八章五到六节，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Do you know that we have a choice?
你知道吗？我们是有选择的。
Our flesh and the Holy Spirit always like playing a tug of war.
我们的肉体跟圣灵总是在我们的心里面拔河。
We can exercise our faith to submit to Holy Spirit, who can help us to win over our flesh.
我们是可以运用我们的信心来克服我们的肉体给我们的试探。
So let's talk about, you know, a real scenario example.
我们来讲一个真实的例子。
Think about a recent incident that you lose your temper.
你想一想最近一次你发脾气是什么时候？
And you yell at others,
然后你对别人大吼大叫
or scold others, or even curse others,
或者是骂别人，或者是咒诅别人。
Your emotion must be triggered by something.
你的情绪是也是被别的东西挑起来的。
And you say, well, if I don't say it, I can't sustain myself. I have to say it. I have to yell him out.
可能你觉得说，我要是不骂他的话呢，我忍不住，我一定要骂出来。
And James continued when he talked about this. He gave us a suggestion.He said, My dear brother and sister, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires.
所以雅各说他继续给我们的一个建议就是呢，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Isn't it true that a lot of time we speak too fast with inappropriate words from our flesh, hurting others?
有时候是不是我们都是讲话讲得太快呢？这是肉体造成的，然后我们就伤害了别人。
And a lot of time we judge others too quickly, so that without even understand the whole situation.
那有时候呢，我们在还没有全盘了解事情的真相之前呢，我们就论断了别人。
So James reminds us that slow to speak.And slow to get angry.
所以雅各提醒我们要慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
When you are not responding immediately, a lot of time when you think, oh, it's not a big deal.
因为当你没有立刻回应的时候，有一点时间去想的时候，你会发现哦，原来其实是这样子的，这也没什么大不了的事。
So this is a way how the Bible teaches how to contain our temper.
所以圣经教导我们，我们要这样子来管理我们的情绪。
Every time before you rush out something that's not nice to other people, hold it and think before you say.
每次当你想要冲口而出伤人的话的时候，先停下来想一想。
If we apply our faith and follow the guidance from the Holy Spirit,
如果我们跟从圣灵的带领来应用我们的信心。
We will have a victorious life.
我们就会有得胜的生活。
It's not necessary for us to submit to our flesh.And lust trapped by the temptation.
我们并不需要常常去降服我们的肉体带给我们的情欲，然后到最后就陷在试探里面。
And because God also promises that no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful; He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way. Out so that you can endure it.
所以神也将应许我们，你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能受的，神是现实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
It is the promise from God.
这是神的应许。
We need to have our faith to claim this promise.
我们要用我们的信心来接受这个应许。
If we use our faith to claim this promise from God,
如果我们用我们的信心来向神接受这个应许的话，
You are going to win over your lust and desire inside.
你就会克服战胜你里面的情欲跟欲望。
As a conclusion,The theme for this year is to live out your faith inside out.
我们今年的主题就是怎么样把信心，我们的信仰活出来。
And the theme for this quarter is the inseparability of faith and life.
那么第一季我们的这个强调的部分就是信仰生活，信仰跟生活是不可以分开的。
That means we need to have an authentic faith which will affect all of our personal decisions.And practices.
也就是说我们的信心是一个真实的信心，它会影响我们每个人的生活当中每个层面的决定。
So if you don't have an authentic faith, this has nothing to do with you.
所以如果你没有一个真实的信心的话呢，你就没有办法把信心活在生活里面。
How can we have an authentic faith?
我们怎么样才可以有真实的信心？
Authentic faith, you cannot learn from reading a book or attending a lecture.
不是你上一堂课就可以有真实的信心。
But instead, is to experience test, trial, and temptation in your life.
而是要经过验证，经过考验，经过试探。
We are going to face all those challenges and difficulties in our life.
我们一定会遇到的，在我们人生中这些挑战跟试验。
Those are trials from God.
这些都是从神来的。
And God putting those things to us is with a good intention.
神要把它给我们，在我们的生命当中有这些东西是有好意的，它的用意是好的。
To make you stronger and better.
就是让你更好。
If you apply your faith and trust in our Lord for those moments,
如果在经历试探的那些时候，你就是用你的信心来相信神。
Our life would be better.
我们的生命会过得更好。
We will be able to claim the victory over the lust.
我们会能够在这些情欲上面，我们可以宣告我们的得胜。
And after we are being tested,
在我们经历这些试探之后，试炼之后
，God is going to put the seal of approval that we have the crown of life on us.
神会把这个认可的徽章在我们的生命上面盖了，我们就会得到生命的冠冕。
So at the end, I would like we all stand up and read out these words from Psalm 139, 23 to 24.
请大家跟我们一起来读。诗篇139篇
23到24节，
这个就作为我们的祷告。神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Let's bow our head and close our eyes. For those that who believe that you are Christian,But never experience any struggle in your life. I won't be congratulating you.
如果我们当中已经是基督徒，但是却从来没有在生命中经历任何的挣扎的话，我不觉得这是好事，我也不会恭喜你。
If your faith is not tested, you may not know how genuine it is.
因为信心若没有经过试炼，你就不知道它是否真实。
The reason why you don't have struggle, maybe you never put God first in your life.
你从来没有经历过挣扎，或许是因为你从来没有把神摆在你生命当中的第一位。
And every day you just live according to your flesh and lust.
只是每天过着你想要过的生活，想要按照肉体跟情欲过的生活。
Only if you put God first in your life, you can experience the result of faith to have overcoming your lust and desire.
只有当你把神放在第一位的时候，你才能够有那个信心去克服我们里面的肉体。
For those Christians who always failed in temptations,
如果你是一个基督徒，但是你经常在受到试炼的时候失败，
try not to make excuses or even blame Satan tempting you.
不要找借口或者是责怪撒旦来试炼你，引诱你。
It's all coming out from your flesh and sinful lust inside your heart.
这全部都是从里面肉体还有罪性来的。
If you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior,
如果你接受耶稣基督做你的救主，
He already won over Satan on the cross.
他已经在十字架上面战胜了撒旦的作为。
You just need to draw yourself close to God.
我们只是需要把我们自己更加的亲近神。
Submitting yourself to the Lord of Holy Spirit, the Lordship of the Holy Spirit in your life.
我们的生命降服圣灵的主权。
As Paul reminds us that we need to nail our old self on the cross with Christ.
就好像保罗提醒我们的，我们要把我们的老我与基督一起钉在十字架上。
So that we can claim the victorious power from God, our Jesus Christ.
这样我们可以宣告我们从透过耶稣基督得到得胜的能力。
Because Jesus promised you that you get to know the truth is going to set you free.
就像耶稣说的，我们真理必使我们得以自由。
Free from the bondage of the lust and desire.
我们会从我们的情欲跟欲望当中可以释放出来。
For those Christians that who are facing difficulties in your life,
如果你是一个基督徒，然后你在你的生命当中正在面对着试炼。
Whether it's your health,
可能是你的健康有问题。
Your job,
或者是工作的问题。
Your studies,
或者学业的问题。
I understand it is not easy.
我知道这是很不容易。
And from time to time, you may even feel miserable or despair.
有时候你甚至觉得非常的难过，非常的痛苦，绝望。
As long as you stay close to God.
但只要你亲近神。
And remember that God is a loving God that who loves you the most.
然后记得神是一个慈爱的神，他爱我们。
Consider all those trials from our Lord is to with a good purpose.
知道神给我们的试炼都是带有好的用意的。
Is to make you stronger.
就是让我们更加强壮。
Purer and more worthy in God's eyes.
更加纯洁，然后在神的眼里更加有价值。
And you will develop the perseverance which will make you whole.
然后我们会忍耐生老练，这样就会让我们更加完全。
One day, when you look back,
有一天我们回头看的时候，
you will see the trace of God's grace in all these trials.
我们就会在这些试炼当中都看到神的恩典。
And you will have the quality seal from God.
然后我们会得到神的认可徽章。
Which is the crown of life.
也就是他所赐我们生命的冠冕。亲爱的天父主，我们感谢你这样子一个重要的功课。主，是的，我们每天面对不同的困难，不同的试炼。主啊，但是我们可能常常有时候落入在那样子的情况里面，情绪里面的时候，我们没有倒退几步看到整体的的目的。主啊，就是你在帮助我们成长。主，我们真是愿意以后在这样的情况当中的时候，我们可以有喜乐，因为知道经过试探之后，试炼之后，我们的信心更加的茁壮，我们信心更加的纯净，我们以后就会从你那里得到认可的徽章，你会告诉我们，真是一个又好又良善的仆人，来享受你主人的快乐。主，谢谢你，谢谢你的恩典，求你继续向我们每个人说话。这样祷告感谢，奉靠主耶稣基督圣名，阿门。